First of all, congratulations, Mubarak, on your award. I mean, to receive such an award is quite a thing. How are you feeling about it?
At the moment, I'm feeling overwhelmed, emotional, very emotional. I've been crying since Friday evening already. I can't believe it's happened. I can't believe it. I've been working so hard with this e-learning. I've been going to so many courses and studying, and I've been doing it now for about 4 years, and I felt like I was on the same place all the time, and all of a sudden my life changed overnight. It's just an amazing feeling.
Alhamdulillah. Just take us through, what exactly is your role at the school?
I teach English, right? But I have a passion for technology. So when I started teaching myself how to use different apps, how to use different programs. I then, obviously with the limited knowledge that I have, I then started going to courses, free courses, sponsored by the CETA, for teachers. And I gave up my time going off to school, going on a weekend. And then I became a trainer for a CTLI in Tails River. And I started teaching other teachers how to integrate technology in their teaching. So yes, we still do the teaching, but now it's become we're before the chalk and talk. You know, it's a teacher centered pedagogy, whereas now we're changing it to a learner centered pedagogy, where learners are able to build onto their own knowledge, and the teacher being on the side just guiding the learner. It's called the constructionism theory, where they build onto their own knowledge and they use technology to enhance that. So they take, what I do teach them is how to, whatever I teach them in the classroom, they now need to apply that knowledge and create things digitally and place it online. And this is preparing my learners for the fourth industrial revolution.
What is in your secret sauce? You know, what is it in your secret recipe that is so inspiring to your learners?
What I do is I try to instill values in my teaching. So I integrate different types of values every day. I think what makes my learners listen and feel so inspired is that I'm always coming with a story that relates to their lives. And what I'm trying to do is build character. I feel like character is the most important to build in a child. We love our children to get code sevens. We love that. But not every child is going to get a code seven. And that's okay. That is not what is the most important. And I keep reminding them that the character, building the character, working on their heart and their soul, working on the inner core, that is the most important. So I need them to become that adult. Yes, prepared for the fourth industrial revolution, but be that adult that's going to make a difference in people's lives. At the end of the day, we are only passing through this world. And I remind him that every day. I say, you know, I don't like to speak about death so much because I don't want to remind you, but that is the one promise that we have in our lives, that we are going to die. And you need to understand that don't spend so much time on beautifying yourself and doing your hair and doing this and spend time on your soul search, reflect, try to be a better version of yourself every day. So I think that is what I focus on more in my classroom than anything else.
Mm. Now, Rivka, I can imagine that your job can be immensely challenging given that, you know, Haderveld High School is located in a sub-economic area. What would some of those challenges be?
You know, I don't like to speak negatively, but there are challenges. I mean, the social economic challenges is number one, because we are situated in Haderveld. It is an underprivileged area. We have so many social problems with learners because they don't have the proper guidance. Some learners don't even have parents guiding them. Sometimes they have parents taking care of them, or sometimes they even taking care of themselves. So those learners face so many things that I think when I was their age, if I had to face those things, I don't know how I would have handled something like that. Because I, alhamdulillah, I had parents that guided me. So sometimes we as teachers, we expect this learner to act appropriately, but we forget that no one is teaching them to act appropriately. So that is number one, the biggest challenge. Then also because of the poverty, we do have very hungry learners, but alhamdulillah, the WCED has a feeder scheme so they get to eat at the school as well. They throw themselves into the extramural activities because they're going to get food again because there's food for that as well. Also, we have some discipline issues, but the discipline issues is not as hectic as other areas. I think we are lacking that sense where our learners still have the utmost respect for us. You know, those videos that goes around with other schools on social media, when I look at those videos and I think, wow, alhamdulillah, our learners are not like that, eh? Our learners have respect for us. So we have the normal naughty ones, you know, the ones that do the normal things.
Yes, yeah.
But not really much violence on the school, like small little fights that you will find at any high school. But also, for me, the greatest challenge was having large classes, that the classroom itself is not big enough for the large class that I have. So we would have up to 52 in a class. And it's very difficult for the teacher to manage 52 learners when it comes to discipline. That is where I struggle, hey?
Yeah.
But when I introduce technology, I find that they're more in tune to what I want them. I set a standard and they try to meet that standard because now I'm talking their language.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because they are millennials.
Yes.
They were born into technology.
Yeah. Rivka, so, you know, you mentioned the fourth industrial revolution. Very interesting news was that Google this week has rolled out free Wi-Fi to the Cape Flats. It's important that no child should be left behind, isn't it? Because like you're saying, we need to be preparing for IRR.
Yes, definitely. I agree with that completely. Inclusive education. I'm all about inclusive. I feel that everybody should get the same opportunities. It is not a child's fault where he or she comes from. Why must a child be disadvantaged because you are at a school, at an underprivileged school? We should all get the same opportunities. And these kids, they have amazing abilities, amazing talents. And sometimes it just takes one teacher to recognize that talent. I had a boy in my class that was not interested in what I had to say for the part, because I taught him from grade 10, right? So in grade 10, he wasn't very interested in schoolwork because he struggled to understand what you were teaching him. And then immediately when I came out of the learner management system, I think I started with, Google Classroom. Yeah, with Google Classroom. And then he looked at the thing and he said, Miss, what is this? So I said, no, it's a learner management system. So now you don't have to speak. If you don't want to speak, you can still engage in the lesson. But now you can actually reply to my thread, and it's projected there. And because I want to know your opinion. I want to know what you are thinking. And what you are thinking is important. So take part. Engage in this lesson. And then he started replying to the threads. He started doing the online activities that I made for him. They found it very fun for them because they felt that they were playing games, because I did actually create some games for them on Kahoot and on quizzes.com. And one night, you see, I get an alert when my learner goes onto the system. So one night, I think it was about 11 o'clock, I get the alert on my email that this learner has logged on and he's doing the quiz. And I was amazed.
Oh, wow.
Because this learner didn't want to work in my class. And I didn't tell him to do it for homework because I don't believe in giving homework. That's another issue on its own. But I don't believe in homework. I feel like a child should be a child, work at school, come home, go to madrasa, have fun, play sport.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
You must have time for all of those.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and he did it. And when I got him the next day and I said, can you, I can't believe it, you did this quiz and it wasn't for homework. So he said, but I was so excited to finish it.
Oh,
and he got
amazing.
Everything right. And because it was like a game for him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I taught them the basic of coding because that's all I know, right? I'm not really knowledgeable in coding. I only know the basics. And this child went on to coding on such a level that I don't even understand him anymore. He's now in grade 12. And now he comes to speak to me about the programs that he's coding. And I'm like, yes, Nuruddin. I understand Nuruddin. And I'm trying to engage in the conversation, but I don't know what I'm talking about because he has now gone beyond me.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of that.
Yes.
I'm so proud of that.
That's absolutely brilliant. Last words from your side. When is the national rounds taking place?
I think the national round will take place the end of this month. We will get a briefing. I'm supposed to be in Saldanha from Wednesday onwards. We're going to have a workshop Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then they will brief us there about what's going to happen in nationals. But I do think it's the end of November, inshallah. And I don't know if it's in Joburg or Pretoria. I'm not sure. But we'll be flying somewhere. And it's going to be, for me, the first time getting onto an aeroplane. I've never been on a plane, so it's exciting for me.
Very, very exciting. Well, of course, we wish you all the best and we'll be watching you. And, we pray that you, of course, take the national award. And I'm sure our listeners are rooting for you as well. All the best to you, Rifka.
Allah. Shukran so much. And remember, this is Allah's success. Allah's success. Ya Allah, Allah's great. I could not have done this without, Allah listened to me. Allah knows what's going on in my heart. And I could not have done this without Allah.